there. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And this week, Fish Fry is coming to you from the bright and beautiful San Diego. And in honor of this fair city where the sun always shines, except right now, apparently, we're talking about power. From our power plane woes to an innovative plan to warm an entire city with data center heat. All right, let's get down to it, shall we? We're going in deep, deep down to the power plane within, some might say. Not exactly sure who those people are, but hey. Join me as I chat with Brad Griffin, friend of the show and generally good guy. Brad and I are talking about PCB power integrity analysis, what Cadence has to offer in this area, and something called wide mouth technology, which I'm pretty sure Brad made up. Hi, Brad. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. It's great to hear from you.
So, Brad, you and I have talked about PCB power integrity in the past. Last Fish Fry you were on, actually. What has changed since then?
Well, I'm very glad that you asked because we've had some exciting things happen. And you're right, Cadence does have a kind of a history of power integrity and power integrity products. I think they were actually one of the first back in the 90s to actually introduce a power integrity product that was actually integrated in with a PCB design environment. And that product served us well. And last time we talked, actually, and I think it was, like you said, a couple of years ago, we had actually introduced a significant upgrade to that product, which was focused on using a new meshing algorithm and doing a better job of actually analyzing the power planes and such. But a funny thing happened. About a year after we announced that product, last July, actually, or a year ago July, we acquired a company named Sigrity. Sigrity's pretty well-known company for both signal integrity and power integrity. So we've spent some time over the past year plus since we acquired Sigrity actually kind of replacing the technology that we had originally developed at Cadence with some of the, I guess you would call it, industry's most tried and true algorithms around power integrity and integrating that technology into the Allegro environment. And so we were excited to announce at PCB West just a few weeks ago that we have a new product called the Allegro Sigrity Power Integrity product line, and that includes both the integration of Allegro and Sigrity together, specifically for the purpose of power integrity. So we're pretty excited about it.
Let me get this right. Is Sigrity power integrity technology only available integrated with Allegro? What if someone wants to use another PCB or IC package layout tool?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, as I've kind of indicated, we put a lot of effort on integration, but Sigrity technology prior to the acquisition of Cadence was not specifically for Allegro. It worked basically with all the industry's PCB layout tools and IC package layout tools, and we want to keep that tradition going now that Sigrity is part of Cadence. So certainly a significant part of the Sigrity business already. So we didn't see any reason to stop serving those markets. I think actually a lot of products developed today are dependent on Sigrity, even if they're not developed in the Allegro environment. We didn't see any reason to cause a disruption there. We certainly see a sort of more integrated environment with Allegro, but the core Sigrity technology will march on and be independent. You can use it with all the other layout tools. As you mentioned, it works both with PCB layout tools and IC packaging layout tools. So for those people using tools other than Allegro, fear not, their favorite Sigrity technology will continue to be available to them.
So, Brad, when I talk to you Cadence guys, I usually hear a lot about constraint-driven design. Does this apply to power integrity analysis?
Well, we do like to talk about constraint-driven design. That's actually something that, you know, our is kind of our core methodology with our constraint management system, sort of starting out early, working in the schematic environment, also working in the layout environment. And certainly for the signal integrity environment, we've had this sort of constraint-driven design flow using constraint sets that we call EC sets, electrical constraint sets. But you do bring up a good point with this power integrity flow that we've just recently announced. We saw an opportunity there to introduce what I think is the industry first in creating a power integrity flow that's a front-to-back constraint-driven flow. And so we've added to the sort of constraint sets that we support something called a PI, or power integrity constraint set. And these constraint sets are actually pretty interesting in that we've had customers tell us, oh, geez, you're going to help save us so much time. And one of the things that we're doing is allowing, sort of at the schematic level, if you will, when you've got a component that needs decoupling associated with it, we can actually say now that these capacitors are associated with this component and make that a constraint and say that they need to be placed within a certain distance, either on the same side of the board or the opposite side of the board. And so this power integrity intent that's sort of decided up front when you're choosing your parts, when you're creating your bill of materials, is now guided throughout the whole design process and making sure that the parts get placed with the appropriate capacitors. And this power integrity tool that we developed, it actually has the Sigrity technology sort of integrated and bolted right on to the Allegro layout environment. So as you're placing those components, you're now able to, number one, make sure the capacitors, the decoupling capacitors, are placed in the right locations, and two, make sure that you've given enough of a power plane or ground plane return path for the high-speed signals by using our DC power integrity analysis. So it's a combination 1-2 punch with the constraint sets helping make sure you get the decoupling capacitors placed right, helping to create that flow, if you will, front-to-back flow for power integrity, and then bolting on the well-known Sigrity IR drop DC analysis with the design environment. So somebody that's doing the package design or the PCB design can simply call up this analysis tool. It'll see the results right beside the layout tool. When you zoom in on the result window, the tool will also zoom in the layout environment. You can make changes and then reanalyze and see if those changes have made things better or worse. So we're really bringing this constraint flow to the designer and allowing him to be more power integrity aware front to back. And so it's an exciting progression in the constraint-driven flow that you mentioned that Cadence is so well known for.
All right, Brad, how about an off-the-cuff question? A little birdie told me that you invented something called wide-mouth technology.
Tell me about that.
Oh, that is a very interesting question. I'll be perfectly honest with you, Amelia. I was challenged by somebody in a presentation to use that terminology to see if I could get a reaction from the crowd. And sure enough, I did it, and I got a reaction. And it was definitely there was some laughter from my friends in the back row. So thank you for bringing that up because it brings back great memories.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today, Brad. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's been my pleasure, Amelia. Can't wait till we talk again.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. So in keeping with this week's theme, I did write this whole piece about how Seattle is looking to harness the excess heat produced by data centers to heat buildings. It's cool, or rather warm. But then I came across a story about a new 3D-printed humanoid robot named Poppy, and that data center story fell away right quick. So, what's cool about Poppy, the 3D-printed robot? Other than her name, which is pretty great. Well, shoot, where do I start? The team of researchers in France who created Poppy spent only $11,000 to build her. Yes, $11,000. The whole kit and caboodle. Man. As for Poppy's guts, or innards, maybe that's a better term. Anyway, she got 25 servo motors from Robotics Dynamixel, most of which are based on ST Cortex M3 MCUs. Poppy is actually powered by a Raspberry Pi, that's cool, and is equipped with 2 HD cameras, 16 force-sensing resistors, a stereo microphone, and an inertial measurement unit. They used an LCD screen to represent the face, which it can be used to show emotions or to debug. Wow, if my friends had a face that could be switched over to an emotional debug screen, well, that would be handy. But back to Poppy. She has an articulated spine, which includes 5 motors. She wears shoes, and pretty stylish ones, that have also been equipped with 5 pressure sensors. She stands 33 inches tall, weighs only 7.5 pounds, and smells like cotton candy. Okay, I got a little carried away with myself there, but are you ready for the best part? This team is planning on making their plans open source. Ladies and gentlemen, I may need to give these guys a call. Get them on my show. What do you think? If you want any more information about Poppy, the 3D printed robot, or on how Seattle plans to harness excess energy from data centers, you can click the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page and on eejournal.com. Also, did you know that EE Journal has a Facebook page? Of course you did, but maybe you haven't liked us yet. Well, you should. And if just to balance out all those cat videos and memes at the wazoo, you could have some entertaining and informative EE Journal posts in your feed. If you're into Twitter, hit us up on EE Journal TFM, and if Google Plus is your thing, well, then I'm sorry. But no, yes, we're there as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of October 25th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.